Yeah, thank you, Robert. He never does that song, what I don't think of my old evangelism professor, Dr. Oscar Thompson, that came in our evangelism class in my senior year at Southwestern Seminary, and his body was racked with cancer, and he would not live another year. He had those metal crutches, those kind of clamps, you know, that get on your forearm, and he came in on those, and he'd lean them up on the desk, and he had on the worst toupee that ever been made because he'd lost all his hair, you know, and you tell if he's coming or going, you know, and he'd kid about that and laugh, and I'll never forget, he'd lean out over that desk, and he'd say, "Boys, I'm not going to live long. My body is eaten up with cancer. And I want you to know I've been to the bottom. And it's solid. You can stand there when the world's on fire." And I think about the anchor holds because the bottom is solid. And we do have an anchor. Hebrews says the anchor of our soul. And we are secure in Christ. So fear not, fret not, but cry out and see what God might do. Well, tonight I want us to pray, and as we pray, I want us to do it in three ways. Number one, I'm going to challenge us for just a few minutes, and I want us to look in. And then we'll come back after we pray, and I want us to look up. We're going to look up. We're going to pray about looking up. And there's some things we need to pray about as we look out. We're going to look out. We look in, we're going to look up, and then we're going to pray as we look out. So let's begin with our own introspection tonight as we look in. That's where we always need to pray and begin to make sure we're right with God and clean. Let me just share these brief statements with you about looking in. As you look in, bow before God and say to Him, "You are in charge of everything, and give me the desire and power to obey You in every moment." Philippians 2:13 speaks about that when he says, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work of His good pleasure." God is at work in you. Reaffirm your relationship with Christ as your first priority. Number three, submit to the authority of the Bible as your guide and ask God to reveal thoughts and attitudes, actions in your life that may not conform to the revelation of God. Number four, honestly confess your sins. Name them specifically and call them out to God and claim the promise of 1 John 1:9 that He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness when you confess that. And fifthly, make it your desire to be attentive and obedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And say, "Oh God, would You fill me with Your power and fullness?" You know, when you begin to pray that, God will begin to speak into your spirit. And when He does that, He'll give you some direction. And He'll tell you some things to do that you are to do immediately. And when the Spirit of God speaks, that's the time to act on what God says. I thought of Dr. Thompson of that song 2 weeks ago. My good friend Keith Thomas, a pastor in Houston, Texas, unless God intervenes, he will not live till this summer. Pancreatic cancer. He and I went through the doctoral program together at Southwestern. He was with me in Dr. Thompson's class, and he'd heard Oscar say that. A friend called me and said, "We need to go see Keith." And I said, "Well, I don't know if I can." He said, "Well, I'm just telling you, pray. And if God," and I'm just, God spoke into my heart, Ronnie's heart, Brother Ken's heart down in Tampa, and so we all got on a plane, met in Houston, went to his house. We had 5 great hours with our good friend. And we laughed, and we talked about things of old, and tried to encourage him, but he encouraged us. And he spoke straight into our soul, and we tried to speak into his. None of us had time to do it, but we knew that it was time to do it. You think you don't have time to be obedient to God. Now is the time to obey the Lord. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend a few minutes just by yourself praying. You may want to come here to the altar. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to kneel here. You may want to kneel where you are. You may just want to lay your head over on the cap rail. For some of you, it's late, way past your bedtime, so I wouldn't encourage you to put your head over on the cap rail, all right? You'd probably be better off to get on your knees. That'd be better for you. But however you feel right about praying. And Victor, I'm going to ask you just to softly play, something like I Surrender, whatever you want to do, and just give us a little while, and I'll come back and lead us. But I want you just to spend some time looking in, looking in. This is not a time to pray about others or anything. We'll get to that in a moment, but I'd like you just to pray about what's in your heart. If you want to come to the altar here, that's good. I'm going to kneel here. You can kneel there, sit there, stand there, however you want to be about that. Let's just spend some moments looking in, looking in, looking in. Thanksgiving. Lord, you've been good to us. You've helped us. Yet, Lord, we got a lot of burden, a lot of decision in front of us, things we need to be about. And I pray, God, that you'll show us your true path in the days ahead. So we just simply give you our lives, each one of us. We cast our care over on you. And we give you praise and honor. We pray for your anointing now. And for you to help us hear a voice behind us saying, that is the way. Walk in it. And give us persistence to be about it, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're looking in. Looking in. Looking in. So be where you need to be before the Lord as you look in. Now let's turn, and I want us to pray in a different way. Not only do we look in as we pray tonight, but then let's look up. We need to look up. Just a few things I want to share with you about looking up. tonight. Just some thoughts about turning our prayer in this way. Ask the Lord to give you a healthy fear of you, of the Father. Lord, give me a healthy fear of you. Move me to care more about your opinion, Lord, than I care about the opinions of other people. Amen. Looking up. Lord, show me the depth of my need for you and shatter my own self-sufficiency. Lord, change my mindset so that prayer becomes my first response in every situation, that I would seek you in all things. Matthew 6, 33. That we seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, that we go his way first. I heard a sermon today that was entitled, "Do Not Put Jesus First." I knew it was a trick when I heard the title. But what the pastor that was speaking was saying was, don't put Jesus first, like he's first, and then you can do these other things. But he's to be our all in all. He's not just first, but he's second, third, fourth, and fifth. That he's first in everything is what this pastor was trying to say. Sometimes it's like we come to church and touch first base, and then we just go do what we want to. But what he was saying is, help us die to our own self-sufficiency. Lord, help me to put all of my hope in you. I confess any misplaced trust, including my dependence on any military might, political power, or economic strength. We're going to all join hands and jump off the cliff at midnight tonight. Amen. You'll be fine. Increase my faith, Lord, in your ability to intervene supernaturally in my life and in the world. Would you do miracles by your Spirit in and through and around me? And then lastly, God, cause the glory and fame of Jesus to become my greatest passion and pursuit. This is a great sentence. Listen to it again. Lord, cause the glory and the fame of Jesus Christ to become my greatest passion in my pursuit. That we could make you known, and that the fame of Christ would be that I would pursue above all. Lord, please send revival to make Jesus known throughout the earth and to fulfill your promises to exalt your Son. Lord, we're just looking up. We're looking up unto you. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you now not to pray for yourself, but I'd like you to pray for someone else. And so if you're with your wife, Bill and Shirley be here, and I'd like Bill to pray for Shirley, Shirley pray for Bill. If you're with a friend, let that friend pray for you, and then you pray for that friend, and just ask that God would be glorified in their life, and that you would take their life and look up with them, and pray for the glory of God to be in this person's life. So don't get in groups of more than three, and so I want you to pray one for another. This is not a time to pray for you. I want you to pray for someone else here, okay? And you may have walked in here tonight, so you don't know a soul here. Well, if you see somebody and shake their hand and ask, can you pray with them, fine. If not, you could pray by yourself right here. But find you a partner, somebody to pray with. You may turn around and find somebody you've never even met before. Wouldn't it be a grand thing to come to church and make a friend? Amen. Be good. So just pray with one another. And there will probably be somebody in this room that'll say, Pastor, you know, I've never prayed out loud in my life. I've just never done that. Well, then pray within your heart as you hold the hand of that person. And when you get done, you can just say amen. That'll be good. And then let them pray for you that sometime this year you would have courage to pray out loud. And this would be one great step you could make in your life this year, that you would learn to do that. I'm coming to pray with you, and you pray with me. Amen. look within. God, cleanse us. Then we look up unto the Father. We bring people to Him. And now I want us to spend a few minutes looking out the world around us. We're praying for revival. And here's how I want us to do this tonight. I want you to just hear these words very quickly as we look out. Have this spirit. Lord, help me to be a prayer warrior who's willing to persevere in seeking you day after day and joining the spiritual battle to see strongholds of enemies brought, torn down. Ask, Lord, would you not send an outpouring of your spirit in revival? Enlighten my heart that I might know the incomparable power that raised Jesus from the dead that works in me. That's what Ephesians tells us, that the power of God that raised him works in us. Now, if you've got a need larger than raising the dead, God's not your God. But if your need is less than raising the dead, he's up to the task. Amen. And so you look out. Anything we see, I'm telling you, God can do. Please, Lord, increase the fervency and urgency of my prayers and use me to make prayer contagious in other people. 1 Thessalonians 5, in 1 Thessalonians 5, there's a lot of just little short lines that are there. Verse 16, rejoice always. Now, there's your New Year's resolution for tomorrow. Rejoice always. Amen. Just live by that this year. That'll change your life. Go to Philippians and it'll say, and again I'll tell you to rejoice. But just rejoice always. And then he says, pray without ceasing. Next phrase, in everything give thanks. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Pray without ceasing. Also pray, Lord, allow me to influence others in my circle of relationships to unite in prayer until our homes and churches become houses of prayer. That's why I've started this first Wednesday of the month at 12 noon. You can come here in the chapel and pray, or you can just pray wherever you are, but we're uniting our heart together that we would pray together. And then lastly, Lord, give me faith to believe your promise to move toward those who move toward you in humility and prayer. That I'd love people and move toward them no matter who they are and their background, and that we'd unite together. Now here's what I want us to do. In just a moment, Victor's going to begin to play, and I want you to move now to pray, and I want you to go with a friend or two, and we've done this. It's been a long time since we've done it, but I want us to give this house unto the Lord and pray that God would make this a place of prayer. And so I want you to just go scatter in a line around the walls, and I want you to put your hands on these walls, and I want you to pray for God to use this place and send revival in this place. And then when you finish praying and asking God for revival, you and whoever your partner, you just want you to pray for revival and ask God to use Olive however he wants to use it. Then I want you, after you finish praying around that wall, I want you to come, and I want us all just to gather, and we're going to stand right here in this altar, and I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to sing before we leave here in just a little while, and Robert's going to help us with that. But when you finish at the walls, just come stand right down in here, just like a crusade evangelist invitation. I want you just to all come down here to the front and stand facing up this way, okay? So let's rise. Go to the walls and just around this whole place, just go put your hand on these walls and pray and ask God, ask Him to shake this place and send revival. Along the back, we'll need some people in the back. And then when you finish, come join me down here. Amen and amen. You know what's good when people speak good words into your heart and life? Brother Huey spoke a good word into my life here a couple weeks ago, and something I acted on today, as a matter of fact. He and I talked about it a little bit, and just good to have brothers and sisters that speak truth into your heart and challenge you about things that just need to be in you. You know, this is a great old church, but there's a lot of hurt in it. There's a lot of brokenness, a lot of physical problem that people have. And then there's a lot of joy in it too. People getting saved and lives being changed and transformed and great things happening. But you walk through that, and with those that weep, you weep. And with those that rejoice, you rejoice. That's what family is all about. And so as we come together tonight, we're just asking God's Spirit to fall on us, and Robert's going to lead us, and then I'll close our prayer time here, and we're going to do this song, Spirit of the Living God. And as we do that, Robert, you and Victor give us a lead here, and we'll just lift our praise unto the Father. Now, don't let the person next to you scare you the way they sing, all right? Just
lift Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me.
Let's sing it one time. Just lift our hands to the Father. You know, the Bible says lift holy hands unto the Lord. And so you can praise Him that way, or you can turn your hands this way and say, oh God, I need you. Just come into my life. So let's just lift our hands. Robert, let's sing it.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me.
Hands are good to hug people with too, so just let somebody know you love them that are standing around you there. All right, amen. Father, in Jesus' blessed name, I pray you'll make this place a greater house of prayer than we've ever known it in days gone by. God, we need you to melt us and break us, mold us. Oh God, fill us. Fall fresh. Fall fresh. I pray for Congressman Miller tonight. Pray, God, your blessing on him. Lord, I pray for our search for our new high school minister. Lord, I pray you'll send that man to us in days to come. I give you glory and honor and praise for the great offering and getting ready to build a clinic out back. Lord, you've been so good to us. I thank you for great offering that people have given even today on the last day of the year. Father, I thank you for lives that are being touched and changed through the ministry of this church. I pray for our college kids as they leave early in the morning going to Passion. Protect them. And I pray you'll light a fire in that group. Let that, Lord, be contagious within us. I pray for our families that, God, you'll make them stronger. For our mothers, that God, you use them as they rear children, help fathers as they lead and discipline and encourage and make them to be spiritual leaders in their homes. Lord, I pray for single moms in our congregation, so many of those. And pray, God, that you'll give them strength and favor to do all that need be done in their families. Thank God for our children. Lord, that town up in Connecticut's really gripped our heart about kids. And Lord, I pray you'll help us love children in a greater way than we've ever done it at Olive. And I pray, Lord, that we'll see kids just really be molded in your spirit and just to become like you, that we'd see them be young men and women of God. We love you, we praise you, and we dedicate, Lord, our church to you for the coming year. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks for coming and spending a little while praying together. Love you. Look forward to seeing you next time we gather together. And it's been a good night to come and just call out unto the Lord. Amen. Alan, Sharon, who else is up there? Jamie, is that you? Yeah, thank you all for being here. And Robert pulling triple duty and jumping in late and getting us done. Victor, and that's good. Hey, I love you. Be careful on the road when you go home. And dodge those crazy people. Well, the crazies are down there watching a moon pie or something fall. I don't know. That's a pelican here. Moon pie's in Mobile, isn't it? So, amen. Be careful. Have a great night. And we'll see you. If you can come join us Wednesday, we'll pray. But no service Wednesday night. But then I'll see you Sunday as we gather back. God love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.